So we have been focusing in articles 2 through 7 on the scriptures as the foundation of our faith. Article 1 was focused on the attributes of God, both those that we can relate to, the communicable ones, and those that we can't, the incommunicable ones, and you notice that language is here. And so now, in a sense, what we're doing is we're jumping back to the doctrine of God. So the Belgian Confession starts with the doctrine of God, spends much time on the Bible as the source of our faith. And now we are back now looking at what the Bible teaches. And the thing that we find is the Bible teaches about God in a way that is contrary to the natural man. The natural man has a hard time with the idea that God is one God, and also they have a hard time with the idea that the one God is three persons. The Muslims say that we worship three gods. Other errors do as well. No, we worship one God. Why? Because he's revealed himself that way. We worship the three persons. Why? Because he's revealed himself that way. To do otherwise is to worship something other than the true God. Do you understand that? If I want you to treat me, I want you to treat me as I am, not as what you think I am. If you treat me like you think I am, I can be insulted by that, can't I? If we worship God as we want God to be, we've created an idol. And we are guilty of breaking the first and second commandment. So we submit to God's self-revelation because that's who he is. Do I understand how three can be one? No, I can't. Can you? Maybe you can teach me because I can't get my head around that completely. But yet I know it to be true. Why? Because God has said that's who I am. And I believe him. I trust him. I hope you do too. According to this truth and the word of God, which we just looked at in the past few weeks, we believe in one only God, who is the one single essence. He's one God. And notice there's a whole lot of scriptures at the bottom. There's a footnote there. Deuteronomy 6:4 is a good one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. There's only one God. Again and again, God will say that in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, even Jesus says that as well. There's only one God. There's one united, but yet there are diversity. Notice it says, only one God in which are three persons really, truly, and eternally distinct. To me, that is one of the most blessed thoughts is that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit had communion with each other for all eternity. They lacked nothing. We read that John says that God is love. There was eternal love. The Father loves the Son. The Son loves the Father. The Spirit loves the Father and the Son. There was perfect love for all eternity before there was time. There were persons. There was a relationship. There was a covenant. As a matter of fact, God created us in his image. We are one humanity with many persons, reflecting the one God with many persons, three persons. To me, that's the best proof or example of the Trinity is humanity created in the image of God. Now, of course, every illustration breaks down. It says in the part that we read, these three are not divided nor intermixed. Did you see that? Again, one of the problems for the first 300 years of the New Testament church was that men and women tried to get their heads around what the Bible said about God. And they explained it different ways. Sometimes one explanation was in error, and so then there was a reaction to go to the other side. No, that's wrong, so you got to go over here, and that's wrong. And so for 300 years, the church wrestled with, well, what does the Bible teach about God? And so we have our creeds, the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, the Athanasian Creed. Those all attempt to try to bring together and deal with the struggles. I could spend a lot of time here, but I'm not going to. I want to recommend to you this little sheet. Please take it home with you. Especially what I'm recommending is all of those scripture footnoted at the bottom. I'd encourage you to take those and do a personal or family Bible study and look at all those passages and in relation to what is said here. Be the good Berean this week. And there is much blessing. So I strongly encourage you to please take it home and be blessed in your studies. Amen? Amen.